And now, on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Augie's, Barrett Propane, Cliff Castle Casino, and Prescott Dirt. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the director of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Marnie Yule, along with Link Elliott. I'm back. Oh, let's see. We did not have a show last week because it was the Super Scoop, you know, Superintendent Dan Streeter show, but we actually had a Diamondbacks game. So that preempted the show. And so I'm back here this week, and Mayor Pagoda will be with you next week. And then the following week, I will be back to round out the merry month of May. But we're glad you're joining us. We had a wonderful Prescott Valley Days, the 41st annual. I want to thank everybody that came out, who helped sponsor, participated. Link and the family came out. We had a good time. We had live remotes on Friday night with our, I always want to say sister station, and should be the brother station, Jack, and also Juan 107.1 FM, our amigo station. There we go. We can do it that way. And, a lot of fun. You know, we dodged the raindrops. Yes, we had a little bit of rain that, you know, affected some things. I wrenched a table dinner that we love to have outdoors. We moved that to the event spot. Thank you very much to them for getting us in there. The opportunity Friday night was absolutely fabulous. The weather stayed just beautiful all day long into the evening. Our Fiesta del Pueblo was just a happening place. I'm telling you, so much fun. We were out there way after midnight. Then Saturday we had, you know, it was hit and miss. The parade was beautiful. Then we had some rain clouds, kind of dampened a little bit with our karaoke, but Buffalo Wild Wings singing contest was awesome. We had some real hearty souls with very, what's the word I want? Strong mouths that could eat that spicy, blazing wing sauce. But just was great. And then, of course, South of Winslow played on Saturday night to, well, maybe 100 or so, 150 people. I think, you know, and again, it had been raining and sprinkling a little up to the time they took the stage, but we saw the moon, the clouds parted, we saw the moon, and it was a beautiful evening, and they played till 11. So, all in all, you know, the 41st annual Prescott Valley Days is now history, but again, we are very pleased with everything that went on, and we'll look forward to the 42nd annual Prescott Valley Days next year in 2020. So, I'm back. We got a good show for you today, so sit back, relax. We're going to bring in the first guest. You're listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, KQ&A 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and of course, KQ&A.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun, friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
With the popularity of our second Saturday night monthly St. Louis rib platter having grown and grown, we're switching things up here at Prescott Brewing Company and now offer it every Friday, all day and all night. We're sad to say smoked prime rib Friday nights has to go away, but we've been hearing we want ribs loud and clear. So ribs it is, as only PBC can do them. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to quench your taste for smoked St. Louis ribs every Friday, all day, all night. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Joining me is Pam Liuzzo. She's the nutritionist with Humboldt Unified School District, and she's here to talk about the summer meal program. Yes,
yes.
Food during the summertime.
Yeah, and it's free, and it's wonderful.
Free food during the summertime.
Yeah. So our HUSD summer meal program will start after Memorial Day, May 28th, at Mountain View and at Lake Valley. They will serve breakfast and lunch for free. Breakfast is from 8 to 9 and lunch is from 11 to 12. And then the following week, Humboldt Elementary and Coyote Springs will open, and they'll be lunch only from 10:30 to 11. This is a great program where any child or teen, if their age is 1 to 18, they can come in, have a great meal, see their friends. We hope to have lots of different people come in and do like education programs, and we're asking first responders to come in and have lunch with us and meet and greet with the kids. So it's just this fantastic program, and we want all kids to come and see us over the summer.
So now there's no registration, there's no cost for the kids, and you don't require them to show proof of residency in Prescott Valley. They just come eat.
That's right. It really couldn't be any easier. You just show up and walk through the door, and we feed you. And the food is wonderful. So, you know,
nutritionally balanced because it's prepared by our very own.
No, I don't prepare it. My fabulous food and nutrition staff, they do the magic. But, yeah, they make these wonderful meals, lots of different entrees to choose from. We always have a beautiful garden bar set up, so fresh fruits, fresh veggies, every Friday, or depending on the school, it might be Thursday, they'll have a dessert at lunchtime. Just lots of fun stuff happening. Great food. It's free. And then, too, if the parents want to come, too, which we encourage them, then...
Well, in some cases, the kids may be too young.
Yeah.
Parents need to accompany them.
Yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So if the parents want to come, or the babysitter, or the grandparent, or the aunt or uncle, whatever, breakfast is only $2, and lunch is only $3.75, which you can't beat that anywhere else in town. So it's a great meal, great price, lots of fun. You just can't beat it.
How is this program funded? Because that's quite a big deal to be able to offer a free meal to anyone all summer long.
We are sponsored through the USDA, and that's how we're funded. They give us the funds in order to feed the children over the summer. So without them, this wouldn't happen. So it's your tax dollars at work, and you really...
Your federal tax dollars.
Your federal tax dollars. So feeding kids, how could you go wrong?
Mm-hmm. And it's in this... what year of the program is it?
You know, we were looking at that, trying to figure out how many years it's been running. my guess is at least 20 years. This is my eighth year running the summer program or being part of it, but at least 20, if not more. So it's just been this phenomenal program in our community for years, but yet we still hear from people that, oh, we didn't know that was such a thing. We didn't know that was out there. So we're really trying to flood the community with the information about this great program.
And I noticed last year you had banners around town, too.
Yeah, so I hung up banners. Those are up. And then we're also getting feather banners put up, too. Those are new this year. So lots of banners, lots of flyers, doing the radio, the TV, just everything we can do to get the word out there. Facebook is a great venue for us. So we encourage people to go on our HUSD Child Nutrition Facebook page, because there you can find the menu, you can find hours of operation, all kinds of information, not only about the summer program, but just about what we do throughout the entire school year.
Right. And like you said earlier, a couple of the schools are not doing breakfast.
Right.
So you want to make sure you look at that the school where you want to go is doing that particular meal.
Right.
Because some Fridays there's a school that doesn't do food.
Yeah. Coyote Springs and Humble Elementary will not be open on Fridays, and they are lunch only. And that's because, unfortunately, participation was so low for breakfast. So we just had to close at breakfast and just be open at lunch. But we do extend the hours at lunch. So at the other schools, Mountain View and Lake Valley, it lunches from 11 to 12. But at Coyote Springs and Humboldt, we're open from 10:30 to noon. So that way it gives them an extra half an hour just to get in there and get a meal. And then also, too, we are partnering this year with St. Mary's food program. Mm-hmm. They are giving us enough food to feed 40 families over the weekends for the entire summer. I am looking for families that are in need that want that weekend food. I'm just asking for them to call me at 759-5017. I'm not asking for proof of anything. If you're in need and you need that weekend food for your family.
Oh, so there's no application process?
No.
No documentation, any requirements or guidelines?
No, we're just asking for families if they want this. I'm just asking that they truly be in need. Mm-hmm. And we'd be happy to help them out over the summer.
And you said that also. That's enough food for a family of four.
Yes.
For the weekend.
Yes. Yeah.
Holy smokes. St. Mary's, wow.
I know. They're phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. In addition to, you were mentioning during lunch, you have a variety of different programs that go on that make it fun, not just coming for food, and the social aspect of seeing your friends and having lunch together, but also there's some educational components.
Yeah, we're looking for
fun
more.
Fun educational components.
Yeah, fun. It's got to be fun otherwise. We have Matt Forrest coming in, Yavapai County Health Services. We're going to have the Prescott Valley Library come in. We also have Heritage Park Sanctuary, which they are always a hit at the schools when they come in. They bring these little critters, and the kids just love it. So posters will be up. Times that those places will be coming to our sites are all on Facebook. So you can check us out there and see what's going on. Or you can always call me, 759-5017.
Is there a schedule on your website or on your Facebook?
Yes, both.
It shows when, let's say, I want to be sure and be have lunch the day you have the zoo people there.
It is on our Facebook page. I haven't yet put it on our Humboldt Unified webpage, but it will be on there. But if you go to HUSD Child Nutrition, the information is there.
And then the whole schedule and also the menu.
Also the menu, which our menu is really, really yummy.
I mean,
if I do say so myself.
Because you said you eat the food.
Oh, heck yeah.
Right,
yeah, of course.
Right.
Yes. Oh, I love our food. I do. I love our food. I mean, I couldn't do what I do without, believing in what
well,
we
it
do
always and, looks good because you do post pictures
I do,
of it.
Because it is. It's so good. Our pizza's, homemade. And, oh, my gosh, we just make such good food. And the fruits and veggies we offer, it's just, you can't beat it.
Right. So tell me a little bit about your planning process. Do you sit down and look? Okay, let me ask this question first. Mm-hmm. It starts on May 28th at two of the schools, and then it runs until when? When is the last day?
And I don't have a calendar in front of me, but I believe July 19th.
July 19th?
Mm-hmm.
Give or take us. Okay. Right before getting ready for school to start.
Yeah, a week or two before, I mean, 2 weeks before school starts.
Okay, so then do you sit down and you say, okay, now how do we plan the meals for each day? Is that a big planning process?
It is. We look at we look at what the kids like, because obviously if it's a menu item that they're not going to eat, then they're not going to come see us. So right. We look at what they like. We look at what we already have in stock, because it has to be a program that is financially stable. So if we've got items already in our freezer, then we know, okay, we've got this. We can feed the mm-hmm. kids with this. But I think mostly it's what are the kids going to eat? What will they like? So that's
the
big part.
What are the kids' most favorite?
They love breakfast for lunch, which is not my favorite, but it's theirs. It's an omelet with French toast and a potato triangle. They love that one. They love the nachos, which I love the nachos too. Mm-hmm. The pizza, those are popular. Orange chicken is popular. So those are all on the menu for summer because they like it.
Now, why the schools that do not serve lunch?
Breakfast?
On Friday, did you say?
Oh, they're not open at all on Friday. So Coyote Springs
and is that
Humboldt.
Because there was no attendance on Fridays at those schools?
Yeah, attendance was down, but also it was an issue with just there not being enough people at the actual site where it was just not safe for employees to be there. There's no custodians there.
Oh, I see.
No office staff there. So because the district shuts down pretty much on Fridays. The offices are closed. So,
So
for those two sites, it just wasn't feasible. It wasn't an ideal situation to keep them open on Fridays.
Right. Well, I know a lot of places close on Friday anymore, mm-hmm. or it's half day on Friday. It seems like it's harder and harder to get work done on Fridays.
It is. Fridays are, you know, Saturday Eve. So.
I love that. I love that. Okay, so let's talk again. Your website again and your Facebook page. I definitely tell you, you need to follow HUSD's Nutrition Facebook. They put tons of great information on there.
It is. It's fun. I get paid to go on Facebook. Can't beat that. But yeah, our webpage, HumboldtUnified.com. Go to departments, then food and nutrition, and our information is there. Go on Facebook, HUSD Child Nutrition. Information's there. You can always call us at 759-5014. That's our main number. If you want to contact me about that weekend food over the summer, it's 759-5017.
So there you go. No reason to be hungry this
week. No.
Bored.
Or bored. But mostly there's no reason to be hungry. Come and see us.
Come and see us. And again, share the word. Bring your neighbors. Come on over and at least try it a couple of times.
Oh, yeah.
You know, adults, again, you can have $3.75 for lunch and then $2 for breakfast. Mm-hmm. So you're welcome to join. So, Pam, thank you so much.
Thank you
for all you do and keep feeding our community and our kids.
I will.
We appreciate you. All right. Short break here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. You're listening to KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
It's that time of year for Arizona's third annual Ultimate Bagger and Custom Motorcycle Show and Concert, hosted at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel in association with Night Owl Productions. Bring the whole family May 18th to see the stunning motorcycles and special performances by Brittany Flores and more. As an added bonus, we are giving away awards and over $5,000 in cash and prizes. Head to CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for more information and to get your tickets now. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Greetings, everyone. This is Don Malcolm at Little Dealer, Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley, encouraging you to make this spring count, and we can help. Right now, Little Dealer, Little Prices RV is having our 53rd anniversary sale. It is our biggest and best sale of the year. Save thousands, even tens of thousands of dollars on new and used travel trailers, fifth wheels, toy haulers, and motorhomes. We will even include a lifetime warranty on new units. Little Dealer, Little Prices RV has won 3 times more Top 50 Business Excellence Awards, more than any other dealer in Arizona. Don't waste another spring. From luxury to utility, come in now and save a ton of money at Little Dealer, Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley on the corner of Highway 69 and Truewood, the friendliest place in town.
Spring spring is in the air. Time to shake out the rugs, open those windows. So much fun. At Made to Order, we love spring and spring cleaning. I'm April from Made to Order. Let us come in and take care of your high and low dusting, from your ceiling fans down to your baseboards and everything in between, so you can really enjoy spring. Schedule your free evaluation today by calling 899-8518 or visit us online at PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's. Locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner. The place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie. Here's what's cooking on the next Rosie on the House.
When you consider hiring a contractor for remodeling, there are some important questions to ask and answers they should have. We'll tell you more. Plus, the proper mulching to keep your garden growing strong, exterior paint tips, and the history of the women of Route 66. So start your weekend with every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQNA.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Joining me now is our fire marshal with Central Arizona Fire Medical Authority, Mr. Rick Chase.
Hey,
how are
Marnie.
You?
I'm good.
He's
good,
also
thank
a Prescott
you.
Valley early bird lion.
Roar.
Roar. So, hey, boy, we've sure had a lot of moisture this spring.
Yes, we have.
And just today, it was out there raining again. And my office is in the very, very back of our building. I call it the cave. And I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, is that rain I'm hearing? And I go on out and said, holy smokes, another day.
Yeah.
And of course, we had all three Prescott Valley days.
Yeah, and rain wasn't even forecasted for today, so I was surprised. And came through a downfall coming from Prescott into Prescott Valley, and
right.
I got surprised, but...
Holy
we'll take
smokes.
It.
Well, we will.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sure greening up everything and making it so beautiful.
Yeah.
Once that sun comes out and those plants are just going to grow like crazy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
You know what that means, right?
I know. Well, that window is shrinking, though. You know, it's the spring rains we have that makes everything grow, that dries out before the monsoons. But that window is shrinking with the rains being as late as they are. And if we don't get the heat,
right,
it should look a little better for fire season.
You're exactly right. In fact, there hasn't even really been much discussion out there as far as when we go into fire restrictions. Typically,
yes.
As you know from being around here for a long time, is mm-hmm. right around Memorial Day weekend is when we will go into our stage one restrictions.
Sure.
And I think it was last year that we ended up going in the restrictions a month early. It was like the end of April. So, yeah, that's tough when that happens. You know, the forest closed down. There's no campfires.
Yes.
There's no open burning. People that need to weld and cut and grind and use chainsaws need to get special use permits. But this year, yeah, there's no complaints here. I mean, this rain has been awesome. It's green, it's moist, and hopefully monsoon season will start early enough to where, like you were saying, that window is very small.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a possibility we may not even get the stage one restrictions. I don't know. It just depends on what happens. You know, we're just going to play it by ear over the coming weeks.
Right, right. Well, you know, and it wouldn't take long if you had a series of very hot days to dry things out.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And typically, as you know, looking around the area here, is we have our fine grasses, and that's what's going to dry out the quickest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the timber, the shrubs, the bushes, and you know, they're going to take a little longer to dry
mm-hmm.
out. So it's down in the low areas, the areas surrounding Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, Dewey, Humboldt. And if you have a lot of areas where there's a lot of that wild cheatgrass,
right.
it will dry out the quickest. So yeah.
But people still need to be careful.
People do still need to be careful.
I mean, they can go on the camping and have fires in the forest and
yes.
all that right now, but you still have to have common sense.
Oh, yes. And that's what it's all about, you know. We've already seen a couple of roadside fires from either chain dragging or something metal.
Right.
Typically, if it's a cigarette, you may have one start that's on the side of the road, but when you get multiple starts, that's pretty indicative of a chain dragging or something
else.
Oh,
okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And they tend to dry out real close,
yep.
closer to the roadway there, too.
You got it. You got it. So No, so yeah, we're trying to get the education out there as we do every year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we can talk a little bit on the defensible space for the homes and whatnot. But just as far as, you know, the things that create sparks, the other big thing is for folks that are around here is just pay attention to the, you know, social media sites, the news, the newspaper, the radio stations, because as we start getting into the dangerous part of the year and, you know, getting to where we're going to have fire restrictions, we advertise it like crazy. So, nobody mm-hmm. really has an excuse to not know about them.
Right, right. No, you're very good about getting the word out when those happen.
Yeah, and the nice thing is, and you know, Marnie, is that all the agencies around here, we all go into restrictions at the same time so people aren't confused. You know, the Forest Service takes the lead, the local fire departments, your emergency management, your DFFM, everybody, we do it at the same time. We share the same safety message. So that way, it just, again, it keeps the confusion down. And if you think about our area, every area is bordered by one of these areas, either, mm-hmm. either, you know, the Prescott National Forest or State Forestry or, you know, the Department of Forestry and Fire Management, Prescott, us, we're all bordered right. with each other. So we do this at the same time. It just helps us all.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's brilliant, because it'd be silly to say, well, okay, I'm in Prescott mm-hmm. Valley. Is it here? And then, oh, I cross the street here and I'm in, now what are the restrictions yes. here? No.
Yeah.
It's keeping it consistent is so important.
You got it. And real quick, if I could share this, I've get a lot of phone calls.
You don't
calls.
Have to rush. We're good.
No good. Okay.
You can just go real slow.
Well, hey, let's go slow then. So we get a lot of calls from people about when the burn permits are not being allowed to be used.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we always like to tell folks that it's blanketed across the area. We can't pick and choose what area we're allowing burning this day and what area we're not. So although we're not in fire restrictions right now, there will be days where burning is suspended, and typically that's due to the winds.
Right.
So anytime the winds are at 15 miles an hour sustained or over, those days are no burn days. So we'll get calls sometimes from somebody in Chino that says, hey, there's no wind out here. Why can't I burn? Whereas the wind is blowing pretty good in Prescott Valley or maybe right. in Dewey-Humboldt area, because that maybe right now the winds aren't blowing in Chino, but give it an hour and they will be. And so mm-hmm. a lot of time, you know, it'll take some time for a fire to start going. And then all of a sudden you get the winds kick up. So what we do is we play it safe. And if the winds are forecasted, it is a no burn day. So
how are people notified of no burn days?
Well, typically you need to get on when you have a burn permit, you need to activate it. So you will not be able to activate that burn permit if it's a no burn day. And we encourage folks to go online to either the cazfire.org website, which is ours, or the city of Prescott, because we use the same burn permit process. It takes you to the same area. And if somebody cannot see the burn permits or is not able to fill it out, that's because it's suspended for the day. And there should be a statement on there that will say it's a no burn day.
So that's a daily thing that you, I mean,
it
that's a use thing that you need to get the permit.
That's correct.
It's not like I get my permit and it's good all summer long.
The permit is good annually, so it's good until the end of the year.
Right.
But in order to, before you burn, you have to activate it. And so when you go to activate, if it doesn't allow you to, that's a no burn day.
Somebody, I see.
Yeah, and if somebody is allowed to activate it, then follow the rules on the burn permit, be safe, have a water source, and everything should go good.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So each use, you need to activate
Correct.
The burn permit.
You got it.
Because chances are, you're saving some stuff up before you burn it all.
Yep.
I used to have a burn barrel.
Oh, yeah.
When I was living in back in New Mexico for a while.
Uh-huh.
And we had to, it was a blast. I mean, you know, you're coming from the city and saying, well, we burn our trash. Cool. You know, feed all the scraps to the critters and you burn it. And then, you know, the other stuff you take to town to recycle.
No burning of trash, Marnie. That is not allowed here, even with a burn permit.
You mean in Granville, I can't just fire up that burn barrel?
Let's just say if you did, we're going to get called from your neighbors and they're going to show up and not be happy. So.
Well, I always worry about just the fire pit I have, you know,
uh-huh.
and I think last year at this time we were talking about that, and because we had the fire restrictions, you couldn't even burn your little fire pit.
That's correct.
You know, and so nothing, no barbecues and all of that stuff. So really, you know, some of us are saying, I'm tired of the rain, I'm done with the rain. It's really been a blessing that we can still have our barbecues and we can still have our, you know, fire pits and our family things, you know, because it looks like we just may dodge that one.
Yeah.
This year.
I hope so. It'd be really nice for everybody. And, you know, again, everybody can go camping. You still have your campfires,
mm-hmm.
you know, your fire pits, like you said. And yeah, it's just nice to not have to go on those restrictions. So.
Well, too, it's, you know, we're such a high volume tourist area for people coming to camp in our mountains, in our forests. that was a loss of revenue for a lot of businesses when those they weren't up here and they weren't able to camp and come up from the valley. So again, that was there's a twofold. There's an economic impact also.
Absolutely.
So this year it looks like bring everybody in. Come on in. Just be careful. And you know, we say put out your fire. What's the best way to put out your fire in your fire ring?
Well, you want to have you want to have water available. That's the best way, and just drown it. Drown it, because what happens if you don't, and I mean drown it, is you want to fill it, you know, all the way up with water, is sometimes people will use water and think it's all out, and they'll go to bed, and then you get the winds that kick up, and some of those embers are still hot.
Right.
And this is one of the things we see with fireplace ashes in the wintertime. People will put them out on their decks or next to the house. They think that they're out where they aren't, and then you get some winds that'll kick up, blow the top layer of ash off, and then you have those embers that are heating up. And so, yeah, so just use a lot of water.
Water, water, water.
You got it.
And that'll keep it. And also, one of the things we say is, you know, if you're going camping or, you know, even tent camping, any kind of camping you're doing, pack it in, pack it out.
You know, bring
out all your trash.
Yeah.
Bring it home and throw it in your dumpster.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's just keep the forest clean for everybody else.
Absolutely. And, you know, and like you said, Marnie, speaking of forests, it's the campfires. And we've seen that happen around here. Every year it seems like we have abandoned campfires where somebody has either left it and hasn't even attempted to put it out,
right,
or they've attempted to, but they didn't do it quite the right way. And you just need a lot of dirt, a lot of water, and you mix it together and stay with it for a while and ensure that it's cold, because, you know, once a fire gets away in the forest, and we've seen it happen around here.
Oh, yeah.
Is, you know, you get homes threatened, people evacuating, and, you know, a lot of bad things. So.
It can be devastating.
Yes.
Shut us down again.
Yep.
Great information. Fire Marshal Rick Chase, Central Arizona Fire Medical Authority. Give us your website one more time so people can keep track and follow any kind of changes in
absolutely
the restrictions and things like that.
It's cazfire.org. And also, if you're into Facebook, we have a Facebook page, Central Arizona Fire and Medical, and we always put safety tips on there, our fire restrictions, you name it. So you can get a lot of great information off of there as well.
Perfect.
Yep.
Well, glad you joined us.
Let's keep
this moisture going, and maybe we'll just fly right through it and not have fire restrictions.
I'm all for that. I love camping too.
All right. We're going to take a short break here, have some news when we come back. It's Chamber Spotlight on Business. Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQNA.com.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
I am Welby Torres, owner and lead tech at AirTech Automotive.
When a job well done is out of here and you see this customer's face lit up, you can't fake that. And that's satisfaction to me. What am I working for? To treat every car like I treat mine.
At ADP, we're designing a better way to work so you can achieve what you're working for. HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll. Informed by data and designed for people. Learn more at design.adp.com.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
Staying healthy and active is important to you. Don't let varicose veins, spider veins, or non-healing wounds slow you down. They may be a sign of a more serious condition known as chronic venous insufficiency. Symptoms include aching, painful, or fatigued legs, swelling, itching, or cramping, or skin changes. More than 25 million Americans suffer from some sort of venous disorder. The good news is that your options for treatment are more diverse than ever before. The experts at the Vein Center at Yavapai Regional Medical Center in Prescott Valley can help restore leg circulation to improve health, reduce pain, and get you back to your active life. Dr. Anil Kumar, board certified in vascular medicine and the medical director of YRMC's Vein Center, leads a multidisciplinary team that includes experts in wound care, infectious diseases, and diabetes management. Talk to your healthcare provider about the Vein Center at YRMC or call 928-759-5890.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Tuesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. An Eloy police officer made an unusual traffic stop this week. While at a fast food restaurant, he was informed of something that had just happened.
And an employee advised him that a vehicle had just come through the drive-thru with a nude female in the passenger seat and a nude male in the driver's seat.
Sergeant Christy Barnett says as he approached the vehicle, he noticed the female passenger's head was on the floorboard and her feet were up by the headrest. He quickly discovered she was dead. The driver, 70-year-old Rodney Puckett, was arrested. The female victim was his wife, 74-year-old Linda Puckett. An investigation is underway. The medical examiner says the female had signs of blunt force trauma. Sunny today, increasing clouds and breezy tomorrow with clear evening skies, an overnight low near 51. Blowing in a huge cool down with highs near 78 tomorrow in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Then dangerously windy Thursday with mostly sunny highs Thursday and Friday near 71 and 61 with a 30% chance for late evening rain Thursday, 10% Friday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, the same chance for Thursday night and Friday rain, cooling to clear skies with an overnight low near 55. Increasing clouds tomorrow with tomorrow's high near 89. Extremely windy Thursday, sunny Friday. Highs near 83 and 73. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Tuesday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, continues on KQ&A.
With the popularity of our second Saturday night monthly St. Louis rib platter having grown and grown, we're switching things up here at Prescott Brewing Company and now offer it every Friday, all day and all night. We're sad to say smoked prime rib Friday nights has to go away, but we've been hearing we want ribs loud and clear. So ribs it is, as only PBC can do them. Hi, this is Roxanne, inviting you to quench your taste for smoked St. Louis ribs every Friday, all day, all night. Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Cheers to 25 years.
Hi, Lisa here with the plants of the week and our dwarf blue plumbago.
If you can't grow blue plumbago, it's time to move to the city.
This perennial ground cover is quick to spread and puts up with a lot of abuse from dry soil to neglect.
The peacock blue flowers are held wide and very prominent against the small bronzy green foliage.
Grows in any kind of garden, all for $11.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, where people who love easy perennials, they love to shop.
Van and I are back with a new twist on the Wheel of Fortune lottery game.
You bet. It's the ticket for some lucky lottery players to come here to Hollywood and win big money.
Play the Arizona Lottery's Wheel of Fortune game. It's the ticket to win cash prizes instantly or enter to win a VIP trip to Hollywood for a chance to win up to $1 million on the set of Wheel of Fortune. Enter at azplayersclub.com. Non-winning tickets only.
Play the new Wheel of Fortune game today.
Win big.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane. the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town. Prescott Valley is Chamber Spotlight on Business. And my first guest is Susie Bergen. She is the owner of Earthworks Garden Supply. Hi, Susie.
Hi, Marnie. It's good to see you.
Good to see you. Good to have you back. And
Thanks.
Thank you for the wonderful gift.
You're welcome.
Part of the stock and beautiful offering she has out there is a Talavera.
It's a Talavera pot with this new night sky petunia.
And it's purple with like white flecks on it.
Stars.
Absolutely gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. I'm going to go home and replant that. Hey, all this rain is...
It's been awesome.
Wonderful for gardening.
Oh my gosh.
And
it really
your plants.
Has. The moisture, everything at the nursery is just standing straight up and happy. And I'm happy. And we're just fully stocked over there. And everybody's coming in and buying all their fresh stock to freshen up their landscapes and their gardens. So it's after Mother's Day. So it's time to plant your tomatoes.
It's okay, huh?
Go. Flowers, it's fine. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're having a lot of fun, and the people are really enjoying coming out to the nursery.
So, you say it's past Mother's Day, so right now you can pretty much plant anything.
Anything,
and
yes.
Vegetables included.
Yep. Vegetables included.
Because that's always somebody was telling me, don't plant that until there's another freeze.
Well, and tomatoes are kind of finicky. So you can do your cold crop stuff starting, you know, March mm-hmm. and April. But we've had cold weather, and the nurseries, the growers are about a month behind in bringing in the vegetable starts. So everyone's getting a later start this year.
Well, it's going to last then maybe
later into the fall. We're going to push it.
And a longer be able to have harvest.
That's right, a late harvest.
So tell us about the trees you carry out there.
Oh, well, I carry all the different types of shade trees, fruit trees, evergreen trees from Oregon, so all the pines and spruces that do well here. We carry just about everything that does well in our area, so zone for our area.
Perfect. What mm-hmm. is the most popular plant that is purchased?
Gosh, that is really difficult because it depends on if people are looking for flowering plants or if they're looking mm-hmm. for a pampas grass that gets a great big plume on it, or it's individual taste. So right. I carry a huge variety for people to choose from, but I don't think I could pick a popular one.
And you have yard art.
Tons of yard art. In fact,
I love yard art.
Driving over here, two trucks pulled in with two big pallets of new metal yard art. So,
road trip. We are on our way. I told Brady we're going to take a road trip out to visit you because I haven't been out in a while. He's been out several times. He's a regular as he goes by and says he picks up a tree or whatever.
Yeah.
And so he's keeping his yard planted.
And we also carry, you know, all of our bulk materials. So we have our great planting mix that you can pick up or we can deliver to you. And it's excellent for your new raised garden that you've built this past spring. And then, of course, all of our decorative rock and decomposed granite and sands and mulches and all that good stuff. So everything for the do-it-yourselfer, and we hope that everyone will come out and check us out.
Let's talk about where you're located.
I am at 2531 North Highway 89 in Chino Valley, just a little past Road 3 North on the right-hand side. I'm open Monday through Saturday from 8 till 4:30, and my phone number is 928-636-3972. Website is earthworksgardensupply.com.
And you should like you on Facebook.
Facebook, yes, I am on
Facebook.
Because
you always post awesome pictures on Facebook, which always gives me the idea of, I need to change that out.
Yeah.
You know, when you're in a house for so long, and
freshen it up.
Truly.
Yeah.
That some of the plants were put there when the house was built in 2006.
Right.
And I'm looking at them in one particular butterfly bush, which mm-hmm. I love them when they blossom.
Right.
But right now it's really sticky and looking kind of...
Yeah, not so happy.
No, because it's kind of old and cranky.
Maybe a new one.
So that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
So I'm
going
to get through the summer and then look to pull those things out and start fresh.
There you go.
You know, so this is a great opportunity to even do that now.
Right.
You're looking to replace something, don't keep looking at it and say, I really think I should change out that plant. Just do it.
Now's your window.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, I do keep the nursery stocked all the way through the year, but the selections will dwindle
right
through into the fall. I keep everything rolling in there all the way into October. But if you want something specific, now's
the best time to plant anyway, is it not?
Well, we've got fall planters that love
true
fall planting, but everybody wants to get their hands dirty. They've been hibernating. They want to get out
outside,
plant some flowers,
and
have some fun.
Great. Well, thank you, Susie.
Thank you, Marnie.
Road trip.
Yes.
Road trip. I'm going to go out there and look for some plants, some flowering shrubs.
Yes, we will find you something wonderful.
Because when you have a backyard that has lots of rock.
Yeah, you need something.
It's all rock.
No.
I want color.
Yes,
lots of color.
Like
that. All right, let me jump over here, and I'm going to talk to Joel Zwack. He is the owner of Top Notch Garage Doors. How are you, Joel?
Good, ma'am. How are you?
Good to have you. Welcome.
Right on. Thank you.
Good. Well, let's pull that mic a little bit closer to you out there and tell us all about, and I know we got Jen here, too. His wife, Jen, lovely Jen, but she says she's not talking. So she'll probably talk when she wants to correct you or tell you something else.
Absolutely.
Like, you missed that. All right, but we're going to start with you and tell us about Top Notch.
Top Notch Garage Door is a locally owned and operated garage door company, commercial, residential. I also do gates and gate openers as well.
We're gates? Located,
yes.
Like for your...
For the entry of your property, gate, automatic.
Okay, so 2006, when my house was built, they put these gates in, and they look bad now.
Yeah.
So you could do that for me.
I kind of more do the operating system of it, so like more of the opener part or...
Well, I can do that
the
too.
The system as well.
Yep.
Automated entry, exactly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I do repair the gates, get them working better, mm-hmm, so that the whatever the automated system is has an easy time opening and closing them.
Do you do new construction, like installation of new garage doors?
Yes, absolutely. New construction as well as what we call remove and haul, which would be old door, putting a new one in place.
Right,
We do that as well. Openers like I said, gates as well. So
and repairs if something,
yes,
like your garage door suddenly is not opening.
If you have a broken spring for, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm, you need weather seal, stuff like that, remote controls, you know, anything along those lines. So, and then also we do commercial work too for certain businesses in the area that have large garage doors, stuff like that too.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm, gates.
Yeah.
So when people are buying a garage door, I tell you, I have windows in the top of my garage door.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'd ever have a garage door without windows in the top because it makes so much difference of light in your garage.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that a popular option that people are going with?
Some people use it for decoration. Some people use it for light. Some people use it for both.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I personally like it for both. I like it
right
for the appeal. And I also like it for the light.
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't like to have windows in their garage doors because of security. A lot of times garages are broken into because people can actually look inside.
They'd have to get on a ladder.
Well, if you're tall like me, 7 foot, is your typical height.
Jen's writing a note.
Yeah. you can see inside of it, you know.
Right, and I've heard that. I've heard that, too.
You know, I mean, it's not that big of a deal around here, but it can be in other areas.
It's something to be to think about when you're making that choice.
But you can get windows that you can see out of and can't see in, or you can let natural light in and not let anybody see on like obscure type glasses like that as well. So
I love automatic garage doors.
Yeah. If you don't have an automatic garage door, I mean,
really, I grew up without a garage door.
Yeah.
I was the garage door opener.
Absolutely.
Get out of the car, Marnie, and open the garage door.
Exactly.
Was Susie. Yeah. She's saying me too.
A lot of people tell me that. Yeah, that was me. That was my job.
You had the lock on it. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
We had a good life when we were young. What'd you write, Jen?
She wrote not, which I don't know what that means. She was writing something else, but.
Oh, okay.
We won't worry about it. How's
right,
that?
Right. Well, exactly. But that's what we want to know, is to give people a sense of the businesses we have in our community and how available local services are. And I can't tell you, probably one of the worst things is getting ready, getting in your car, ready to go to work, and your garage door doesn't open.
Yeah.
You know, obviously you can manually unhook it and do it. Does it sound like I know what I'm talking about? Because it's happened to me.
Yeah.
And then you're dealing with opening and closing the garage door again.
Yeah.
So to have somebody to know to call and say, hey, can you help me out?
Yeah, most of the time we're same day. You know, we're available the same day if you have an issue. Not always like at that exact moment when you're trying to leave, but we can usually get you fixed up within the, you know, within that same day or time frame, or whatever works too, you know.
Right.
So it's
now, do you have a showroom or an office that you, or you work out, you know, home based and service?
We're
appointments.
We're actually basically a kind of a home run business. Mm-hmm. We do have a garage warehouse type place.
Right.
We are looking into that into the future, but as of right now, we're just kind of a home-based business.
Do you have a website where people can go and look up your information? I think Jen wrote it down.
Yeah, absolutely. It's www.topnotchgaragedoors.net.
And what about Facebook?
Facebook, we are just Top Notch Garage Doors, so you can find us there as well.
And they're probably friends of mine. Go ahead and Google them or look them up on Facebook. I find that, you know, whatever people say about Facebook, it's really great to find businesses and connect there and follow it. And it's almost like making friends because you know what they're doing. You can see products. You can see pictures of things. I know Susie out at the nursery hosted Chino Valley Chamber and the Chino Valley Lioness, this big event out there, you know, and some people aren't aware of the opportunities of a local business and being connected with them. So I really push some of that social media, and Brady at our office really tries to work with our businesses to maximize that exposure.
Absolutely.
And that's one of the reasons we do the show and Chamber Spotlight on our businesses, is to give you a few moments, courtesy of KQNA 1130 AM and Arizona's Hometown Radio Group. Okay, advertising. And it's wonderful about that. Yeah. I really thank Sanford for the opportunity to showcase businesses such as yours.
Thank you
that
very
are
much.
Getting going and getting off the ground and contributing to our local economy.
Absolutely. We appreciate you too as well.
Yeah, well, let's have some love.
Yeah.
It's our circle of love here. It's been a while since we've circled up. We're back. Okay, how about your phone number one more time?
Phone number is 928-554-2011. And we're available Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and weekends from 10 a.m. to 11, or 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., sorry.
Jen says 4.
Yeah. that looks like an a.m. Okay.
And if you want to call and say hi to Jen, say, we know you were there.
Yeah.
Call and Jen might be answering the phone. Well, we appreciate you both. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And Susie, thank you.
Thanks, Marnie.
May things grow and flourish.
Yes, flourish.
This summer season.
Oh, absolutely.
And may we have a beautiful, beautiful fall harvest.
Oh, wouldn't that be
excited?
Awesome. Yes.
Support your local farmers market. All right. Thank you all for joining us here in Chamber Spotlight on Business. We're going to take a short break here, and it'll be time to close show here on KQNA 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and KQNA.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Janessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
It's almost time for Arizona's third annual Ultimate Bagger and Custom Motorcycle Show and Concerts, hosted at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel in association with Night Out Promotions. Saturday, May 18th, join us for a special night of music. Starting off the evening at 5 p.m. is the Born to be Wild Tour, celebrating the music of Steppenwolf, followed by Atlanta Rhythm Section performing all their hits. This is an evening you won't want to miss. Head to CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com now for more information. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the director of the Prescott Valley Chamber of Commerce, Marnie Yule.
And thank you all for joining us here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. I was asked to share a little information. As you know, we did lose our dear Elizabeth Ruffner this year, earlier on this month. And there's a special event being held from her family, and it's her family's gift to the region. And it's called Celebrate Elizabeth, and it will be held on Sunday, May 26th at the Elks Theater at 3 p.m. And many of us know how engaged and involved Elizabeth was with the renovation of the Elks, everything that was on at the Elks, and community-wide. So come on out Sunday, May 26th at the Elks Theater. Doors open at 2, show starts at 3. You do not need a ticket. There's no reserved seating, and just celebrate Elizabeth, so come on out. Thank you all for joining us on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. Mayor Cal Panguna next week, and I'll see you in 2.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.